Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 14th, 1952, Barbadians were informed through the pages of the Barbados Advocate of a spirited discussion that had taken place in the House of Assembly. This debate centered on whether Rediffusion Barbados Limited should be brought under government control or remain in private hands. Rediffusion was a British subscription-based radio service that began its operations in Barbados on October 24, 1934. By 1952, it had approximately 4,000 subscribers across the island, including private residences, hotels, and rum shops. Most subscribers, however, were concentrated in St. Michael and the wealthier residential districts of Christchurch. It was against this backdrop that Frederick Miller of the Barbados Labour Party called for the nationalization of Rediffusion Barbados Limited. He argued that the chief reason for his proposal was the need for a government to directly or indirectly control the dissemination of news. He further stressed that it was unreasonable to expect Rediffusion to extend its lines into certain districts, where doing so would be uneconomic. He was also of the view that government control could make the service more accessible to Barbadians. During the debate, fellow party member Cuthbert Talma identified nationalization as a policy of the Barbados Labour Party and an election promise. He also contended that Rediffusion was a public utility which should disseminate information of a West Indian character, particularly with the proposed Federation of the West Indies on the horizon. Among those fiercely opposed to government control of Rediffusion was Ernest Dighton Motley of the Electors Association. He maintained that Rediffusion was not a public service and that public funds should not be used to acquire and operate it. He further stressed that such expenditure could be directed towards addressing the appalling conditions at the General Hospital, where in some instances, two patients were assigned to one bed. There was also concern among some members of the House that persistent discussions of nationalization were discouraging industrialists from investing capital in Barbados. Reservations were also expressed about government using the service to its own advantage and subjecting Barbadians to future taxation. While the debate centered on the nationalization of Rediffusion, it also raised broader questions about access to information, the role of government in public communication, and who should control the information reaching Barbadians. At the close of the debate, the address was passed by a 7-3 majority, but Rediffusion did not ultimately come under government ownership. 11 years later, in 1963, an Act of Parliament established the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, with its radio service beginning that same year, and television following in 1964.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.